T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Henry Davis on with us for the very first time. Henry, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller back in Pittsburgh. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
You bet, man. Your early impressions on the promotion from AA to AAA. How's it been so far?
It's been good. You know, good clubhouse and good team here. Just, you know, trying to do my best to help the team win.
We were clamoring for you to get promoted. You know, I know you're not listening to Pittsburgh radio while you're doing your thing in AA, but we're sitting up here
basically.
Hey, Altoona,
they might be able to pick it up
true.
There, Chris.
We're sitting here going, when is this guy getting promoted? He's destroying baseballs down there. So what were you doing? What were you working on while people here are saying, when's Henry Davis getting moved up a level? What were you thinking about working on, and what was your mental process like most of those days?
Just trying to do my job, you know. Every day I take the field, you know, I can help the team win, so doing that any way I can and trying to be the best teammate I can be.
What are the job descriptions for a catcher?
You know, catch a good game, have a good game plan, work well with your pitcher, you know, do everything you can behind the plate and before the game to help your team win, and then, you know, have good at-bats and do what the game asks you to play.
What were your specific goals from last year heading into this year? Like, in terms of catching, like the art of catching or whatever you want to call it, like the calling the game, everything else, what were your specific goals as a defensive player, as a catcher?
You know, just try and get better at everything. You know, get closer to being a complete package and find different ways to help the team win.
Calling a game at AA and AAA, how much of that is on the catcher? Henry, how much of that is the game is in your hands?
I call every pitch.
Interesting. Has that always been that way from the second you got into the Pirates organization, or is that a new thing?
No, that's been the same.
Good. What have they told you about the way you've called games so far this year?
The feedback's been good. You know, there's always ways we can find to improve every game where, you know, whether it's meeting with the pitcher, meeting with the pitching coach, or as a development staff and kind of going over things we liked in the past game, things we would do differently, and, you know, just use that to build to the next game.
We're talking to Henry Davis here, Pirates top prospect. Mulsey?
Henry, how do you feel about getting reps occasionally at right field and playing a little bit of outfield? What's that been like for you so far?
It's been good. You know, I'm trying to get to be the best outfielder I can be as fast as possible, and if that's a way I can help the team win in Pittsburgh, I want to do it to the best of my ability.
What's the perspective like out there? I mean, it's totally different. You couldn't get more different than being behind the dish and then being so far removed from where the action is happening at the plate, ball meets bat. So was that an adjustment process for you, and if so, what was it like?
You know, I've had a lot of coaches and other outfielders helping me, you know, make up some ground as fast as possible and just, you know, try and slow the game down a bit when I'm out there and, you know, make all the plays.
What had been your level or amount of experience in playing the outfield before this year, Henry?
Played a little bit of center field early on in high school, but since then it's been all catcher.
Were you a dude that knew you wanted to be a catcher at the highest level or however high you were going to ascend in baseball at a very early age? Did you have that mentality right off, like when you started playing baseball as a kid?
I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure I thought that far ahead, but I know that I love catching and I can help my team win from back there. So it's just always been something I enjoyed.
Here's something we've been like, I am a guy that I will admit as a fan of baseball overall. I think the product has gotten so much better because of the pace of play clock, however you want to call it, pitch clock, hitter clock, whatever. What has it been like to continue to have that change the game and alter how things are done?
I don't think I don't think about it too much, honestly. Just, I mean, helps the pace of play. I think there are some pitchers the tempo helps, and then the other guys that are still making that adjustment, you know, do what we can to, you know, call the pitch as early as possible and help that adjustment go a little smoother.
As a hitter, did you have to make any adjustments to your in-between pitches routines to accommodate the clock?
I just stay in the box. I just don't move.
Henry, what have they told you about the plan at AAA in terms of your catching workload now that it's you and Endy with the same team?
Just work hard every day, and, you know, when I'm in there behind the plate, do my best, and when I'm in there in the outfield, you know, same thing, just do my best to help the team win.
So they're not giving you, like, all right, you'll catch X amount of games in this series or X amount of games this week in advance? It's an everyday thing?
I think most of the time I'll find out the night before, okay, or when I get to the clubhouse and I see the lineup. But, you know, between then, just kind of focus on what I can control, and that's, you know, being as prepared as I can to play when I get to the field every day.
Henry, where did you get this very business-like approach? You're very focused on the controllables, the thing that's right in front of you, not looking too far ahead, not being a huge big picture guy, not putting too much pressure on yourself or expectations. Where does that come from Henry Davis? Where did he learn that skill that you're that dialed in and focused to the very micro thing that's right in front of you?
I think just my parents are very hard workers, and they're very focused, so, you know, I think that's something they instilled in me when I was very young.
Are they baseball people, Henry? Did your dad and your mom, were they always around baseball? What's their background? What's their story?
No. My dad played U.S. rugby. And
rugby!
My mom,
let's go! Yeah. Oh, he must be a total badass.
Yeah, he's a psycho.
And how about mom?
My mom swam in college, but, I mean, just everything they do, you know, kind of since I was young, it's, do everything you do the same. You know, how you do anything is how you do everything, so take care of business.
Did you always were you programmed to be an athlete? Was that what you were, baseball? Were you driven to be a baseball-centric, baseball-focused guy from a young age, or were you playing other sports and doing other things?
I played other sports just like any other kid, but I always loved baseball. That was always the passion.
I was going to say, probably a better plan in the United States than rugby, although rugby is insanely badass, like we were saying here, as far as career
trajectory. Did you play it, Henry? Did your dad
get you into scrums and everything?
No, my dad got it handed to him when he played, so he kept me out of the contact sports.
Henry, do you feel like you're Major League ready right now? How close do you feel? You're at the closest level you can be at in the minors. How do you feel about your readiness for the next level, for the bigs?
Yeah, I feel ready, but, you know, just do everything I can every day to prove that without a shadow of a doubt.
What is the thing that you think you've done well as a hitter in 2023?
I think just commit to my approach and trust the process and try and have team at-bats, you know, whether that's moving a guy over, getting a guy in, or two outs, nobody on, try and score myself, so however I can help, just do it to the best of my ability.
Interesting. So you're looking at the team thing. You're not going up there trying to hit a home run on every pitch.
Well, it depends. I mean, if there's two outs, nobody on, and it's a tie game, I'm gonna try and get a pitch I can drive. But, you know, if there's one out or runner on third or nobody out, runner on second, I'm gonna try and get the guy over.
Henry, how does being a catcher defensively help you maybe understand what pitchers are trying to do to get you out when you're in the box trying to hit?
I think it definitely helps seeing pitches. But other than that, I mean, I just try and, no matter what, I don't necessarily think about too much what I'm going to get, just kind of looking for something over the heart of the plate.
I know you're laser focused, and that's what I think Andrew and I really like hearing, that you're right on the task in front of you. But whenever the big leagues do come calling for you, is there a guy you've been itching to face?
Ooh.
Somebody you've been really excited? You've thought about being a big leaguer for a long time,
that's
and somebody
one.
You really want to face and dig in against and take your cuts?
I haven't thought about it too much, honestly. But, I mean, I look forward to challenge. And, you know, yeah, every guy you're going to face is there for a reason, right? So, you know, looking forward to every challenge that comes.
When you make your big league debut, if that's later this year, which we hope it is, besides mom and dad, who are the other people you're going to make sure in the ballpark for that game, Henry?
I mean, my fiance is living with me currently, so I hope she'll be there. And then probably my brother and sister, and then we'll kind of spread out from there and see who can make it.
Okay, last one. You said fiance. What was the proposal like? Did you do something big and fancy? Was it elaborate? Did you have a grand plan for it, Henry? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I took her family and my family away on vacation, and it was a pretty great trip.
That is a big move right there.
Did you try to sneak up on her and surprise her? Did she have a feeling it was going to happen when the big trip got put together?
I waited a few days into the trip to see if I could lull her to sleep, but it didn't work. She's too smart.
I was going to say, like, if you book a big trip like that, you're not surprising her with an off-speed pitch
at
any point there.
I would be nervous. I'd forget the ring somewhere, or I'd put it in my pocket and lose it. Like, did you have a whole system with that on the trip? Could you travel with it?
I just put it in my backpack.
Nice.
Hey, one more for you. And hopefully, again, like Andrew said, that day comes soon this year. You get called up to the big leagues. What song is Henry Davis striding out to?
Oh, your walk-up music.
I'm not sure. It's changed a few times. My fiance and I decided on Freebird on the way up to Indy for now, so we'll see.
Like that one. All right, Henry. Hey, it was great to get to know you a little bit better here. And we're going to keep watching the highlights and the box scores. And we got our fingers crossed. We'll see you in Pittsburgh soon, okay?
Yep. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Henry Davis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.